Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms this morning. Psalm 34. Psalm 34 and 8. It says, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Verse 9, O fear the Lord, you His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. Verse 10, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. The Lord is good, and they that seek the Lord, the good Lord, shall not want any good thing. They that seek the good Lord shall not want any good thing. You know why? Because whatever you seek is what you'll find. If you're looking for God, you're looking for good. And when you find God, you find good. Because He is good. And the Bible said, taste and see. Other translations bring out. Today's English version says, find out for yourself how good the Lord is. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 119:68, I'm reading the NIV, says, You are good, and what you do is good. The Living Bible says, You are good and do only good. Only good. Now, a lot of people would agree, church-going people would agree, that God is good. How many Christians would you find who would say, no, that's not right. God's not good. Now, you're not going to hear that. What you will find a difference of opinion on is if you say God is only good. Only good. Because many believe God has a dark side. But the truth is, good comes out of good, and evil comes out of evil. I'm quoting scriptures. Well, is God good or evil? If evil comes out of God, that means evil is in God. It couldn't come out of Him unless it was there. But Jesus talked about this. He said a good tree cannot produce bad fruit. Is God good? Then what comes out of Him?
Good.
You say, well, what about this verse or what about that verse? Well, there could be some verses you don't understand.
Right.
And here's something very important. Have you ever noticed this? That a lot of times somebody is not doing some things right and Scripture is brought up that applies to their situation. They'll start quoting other verses that they don't understand. That somehow excuses them from doing the ones they do understand. Since I don't understand that, that means I don't have to pay attention to anything. How does that work? Well, it doesn't. They may imagine that in their mind. The Lord holds us accountable for what we know, not what we don't know. He knows what we know, right? Certainly, there's a lot of things in the Word you don't understand and that I don't see yet. But what we can do is walk in the light we do have. When you see it, when you understand it, now you're responsible to walk in the light of that. And if you do, you'll be blessed. I said you'll be blessed being a doer of the Word. The Lord is good. And they that seek after the good Lord, they're going to find good. Listen to other scriptures here. And boy, I have plenty of them. Anybody remember Hebrews 11? That we talked about that earlier. But without faith, it's impossible to please God, please Him. For he that comes to God has to do what? He must believe that God is, that He exists. But you got to go beyond that. There's something else you have to believe. That He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Other scriptures talk about they that seek the Lord, His hand will be on them for good. You've got to believe something about the character and nature of God, that He is a good God. Even though this phrase is bannered around and widely heard and used, the truth is many are not convinced that God is truly and only and always good. And that will affect everything in your life. Don't assume you know this. It's a choice. Somebody said out loud, God is good. I believe it. He does good. And He is only good. And He is always good. And He is all good. We read in Scripture, if this is the first time you're joining us on this, we've already covered a lot of ground and a lot of Scripture. Go back and catch up with us. Go online, download the messages, go back in the Word Supply. Won't cost you anything. But we saw in 1 John where it says, God is light. And in Him is what? No darkness at all. And the language in the original is very, it means not even any. None. There is no shadow of turning. There is no evil, no darkness, no death in Him. None at all. He's just all good. I said, He's all good. Mister, what about all the evil in the world? He didn't do it. It didn't come from Him. Now that's where you begin to run into some cross theology. People go, well, He created everything. Everything good. 1 Timothy 4:4. 1 Timothy 4:4, Amplified says, everything God created is good. The NAS says, everything created by God is good. Do you believe that? Everything created by God is good. We studied in Genesis. Have you read that? God made this and behold it was good. He made this and it was good. He made this and it was, and then He looked at everything He made and behold it was very good. On which day did God create cancer? Or AIDS? On which day? He didn't. I said He didn't. You can't look at cancer and say, behold, it is very good. You can't look at mental illness. You can't look at people starving to death for poverty and lack and say, behold, it is very good. None of that is a part of God's original creation. When He created it, everything God created, it was good when He created it. It was good in its original form. But another verse that we looked at said that God has made man good, but He has sought out many inventions. One translation said many ways to be bad. God didn't create the devil. The devil created the devil. And what you begin to see is that we really do have a free will. We can even take something good that God gave us and twist it into something that's not good. But that's not what He did. That's what we did. Everybody with me? Now, if that doesn't sound right to you, you need to get it settled. Don't take my word for it. Well, I don't agree with you, preacher. Forget about me. What about these scriptures I'm quoting? Take it to the Word. And not just one or two. Go back and get these previous things we've already covered. And go from one after the other, after the other, after the other, and see. How many understand if this is truly the Word of God, it has to agree. All of it has to agree. If it doesn't look like it agrees to you, there's something wrong with your looker. Have some humility. There's nothing wrong with this Word. There's been thing after thing after thing in my few years walking with the Lord and ministering that I'd look at this and I'd go, now hold on, this said this. And to me, it looked like they were contradicting each other. But if you humble yourself and go, Lord, I know both of these are right. Help me. Show me why both of these are right. Because it looks to me like they can't both be right. And sometimes 5 years, sometimes 10 years, sometimes 25 years later,
yes.
I'm going along and all at once I go, oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
And it looks so plain to you. But because of our immaturity and because of ignorance and lack of understanding, it looks like it doesn't agree. Thank God for the light of His Word. Thank God for truth that makes free. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for your wonderful Word. Now turn with me to 3 John, please, and the 11th verse. He said, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but, in other words, but follow that which is good. He that does good is of God. Why? Why would that be true? Because God is good. Right? If you're doing good, where'd you learn it from? If you have good to do good with, where'd you get it from? You got it from where all good comes from.
Right.
He that does good is of God. But he that does evil has not seen God. You didn't get evil from God. I said you didn't get evil from God. And by like token, you didn't get good from the enemy. Did you? No. The enemy can't bless you because he has no blessing in him. He can't give you what he doesn't have. You hear some people talk about going to be a Satanist, going to serve and worship Satan. That might be the answer to the question, how stupid can you be? You're going to serve the known hater and destroyer of mankind. Why? Well, he'll help me to be something in this world. Anything he tells you is a lie.
That's right.
You talk about stupidity. Aren't you thankful that you have enough light to be sitting up in here confessing to be a Christian this morning, right? Instead of something like that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.